Welcome to Boss Man Show, new head coach, Western Carolina basketball, Catamounts out of SoCon. We'll see him in Macon, Chattanooga, and Birmingham. Coach Justin Gray here with us. Coach Gray, how's it feel to be the head man of the Catamounts over there in Western Carolina, my brother?
Man, it feels good. Boss Man, I just want to thank you for having me. This is great. I've heard a lot about you, and I'm super excited about being here, the head coach at Western Carolina.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey, your former boss and me are real cool, Coach Kelsey, man. So, yeah, I like him a lot, man. He's a cool guy, man. It's definitely had to have you on, man. No, you don't hit staff. You had to be a good guy, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, PK, he'll say it about himself. He's been known as people call him making coffee nervous with all the energy that he has. But it's something that I've really learned a lot from him. The gratitude that I do have for him allowing me to not only be a part of his staff, but him prepping me to be a head coach. You know, he allowed me to do a lot, and I'm forever grateful for him.
And you know what, Coach Gray, man, tell me this, man. When did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? You played ball for so many years. So when did you get to catch that bug to coach, man?
It's probably my last couple of years in Europe. I was doing a little bit more stuff in the front office and asking me about players and helping out with scouting reports and doing those things. Like, I just loved the game, you know what I mean? And I knew that I wanted to help young people. You know, I was a big believer of someone gave me an opportunity that I wanted to make sure that I gave back to the youth as well. I think the most important thing and the most expensive thing that we have is time, you know, and spending a lot of time with young people and investing in them. You know, it gives them confidence. It gives them, again, an opportunity. And that's what someone gave to me. So I knew at that moment I wanted to get in coaching. I didn't care where it was, honestly. I just wanted to be able to make an impact. And being able to be a college coach is a very, very important time in a young man's life. Skip Prosser, who helped me tremendously. Coach Kelsey, who was on that staff at Wake Forest. Jeff Battle, who was on that state staff as well. Coach Gaudio, Chris Mack, like all those people played a role in my life that helped me. You know, I grew up without my father in my household, and that was really, really tremendously important for me when I got to that age. Learning how to listen, right? You get to an age where you think you know everything and who you talking to, and like that was me at 19, 18, you know, and they helped me realize that it's okay to take instruction. It's okay to be coached hard. It's okay to be pushed. Those are all things that have helped me, not only my professional career, but now as a dad. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing it to my son as well. So I'm forever grateful for those guys.
And like you said, man, coaches are so important to young men's lives. For me, at 4 years old, I met Carlos Rogers, Anthony Mason, and Frankie Allen, Tennessee State University, at their basketball camp. You know, that's what got me into, you know, sports like that. They ended up going to Tennessee State. Because at 4 years old, I learned, oh, this is a good school. I'm not that far from Atlanta. I can, you know, I like it. I ended up going there. Thanks to Coach Allen. Thanks to Carlos Rogers and Anthony Mason. TSU grads who helped me. And Sal Alexander as well. And Will Jones over at A&T, who I went to school with. Penny Collins. I know those dudes when I was a knucklehead. You know, so it's like seeing their success, seeing a lot of us, how we've came up and grown and where we are today, man. It's amazing knowing how coaches impacted all of us young men. Look at us now. I have a radio platform. You all are coaching. So it's obviously this coach has meant something to you and help you mold you as a man going forward in your life.
Sure. I definitely attest to that. I'm a product of that. You know, the things that we try to get to understand is like it's not a four-year deal. You know, and I think the really, really good coaches understand that fact. Like, it's not for 4 years. I want to know you in 40 years. I want to know your wife, your kids. I want you to come back. I want you to call me. I can make a call for you to help you out in life. Like, understanding that, you know, is really important. And that's how me and Coach Kelsey were. You know, that's how we work. I mean, I was in Charlotte, he was in Rock Hill. I'd bring my son to his camp every summer, you know, and just interact with him. And he asked about my career and I would follow him and wishing him luck when they made it to the tournament. And then next thing you know, he's calling me. It was like, dude, you'll be a rock star. Like, I'm telling you, I need you on my staff. And I was a little bit overwhelmed because I had just got out of playing professionally, but I knew it was what I wanted to do. And I mean, I truly believe in God's timing. You know, I'll never judge it. I'll never question it. You just go with it. You go with the flow, and you definitely be always ready. And that's what I was.
Now, I'm asking you this. How often you still get out on the court and get in drills with those guys? How often you still do that, man? I know you still probably play a little bit. How you do that anymore still?
I'm it's probably not too much different than my playing career. I'm only playing offense. You know what I mean? So I go out there every now and then and mess around with them. But, you know, one, they can't outshoot me. You know, I feel really confident about my chances in that. But
yes.
once we start going east and west, I pick up the whistle and call a foul or something.
I hear that. And tell us about this, Coach Gray. Is this having an alignment with the administration, the presidents, and the chancellor, all those people aligned and support you? And when you're a new head coach and a new hire going through the interview process, how is it to know that these people who gave you opportunity really believe in you and want to give you everything you need to help this program grow and be successful in the SoCon there?
Yeah, I think Chancellor Brown and Alex Geary, who's the AD here, were excellent. It was another reason once I talked to them both, like I was really excited about being at the helm here because, well, first of all, it's a beautiful campus. Like it's sitting right up in the mountain. It's nice and it's a small community of college students. And they're running their own deal. And I love that. I love that fact about it. But just the aspiration and the want to be good and how they are investing in the program and things that they have going on. $4 million renovation, you know what I mean, to the arena. Practice court, new scoreboards, new locker rooms, new players lounge, new video room. Like all these things are going in the right direction of winning. That's a winning mentality. That's something that I wanted to be a part of. So I'm super excited to be a part of it and then help it grow. And not only making Western relevant again, but competing for championships. And I think that's the thing that I really want to get across is we're going to be good, you know, and it might take a little time to get there, but we're going to get there. And having people that back me, Chancellor Brown and Alex Geary, that's great. And I feel really good about it.
And so, Ms. Coach Gray, what is your ideal Western Carolina Catamount? What's the kind of young man you're targeting in this portal here that you're going to recruit to bring this program, to build this thing the right way, have that foundational structure of success here from year one onward?
Yeah, I think it's I make it easy for them to realize it. And the standard is ABCs, right? It's academics. You need somebody that really, really cares about the education because the key is the basketball is going to stop one day.
Oh, yes.
And it might be 2 years after you're done. It might be hopefully a long professional career. But once it stops, what's next? You know, and being able to hone in and get a degree, that's the one thing I can promise these parents when I sit down with them and when I talk to them on Zooms. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure your son walks across that stage, you know, and then the second part is basketball. I need hoop guys. The only way you're going to win and become better is getting hoop guys, guys that want to compete, that are tough, that are hungry, that have a chip on their shoulder, you know, and like I think those are the guys that's going to help you turn it around. Then the C piece is the character. Need good dudes. Need dudes that you want to be around every single day, that they're going to represent the university the right way because – And a lot of times, they're the lens in which they see the university and myself. Mm-hmm. You know, so making sure I get the right kids to build the culture is very important.
And Coach, tell us about the conference, SoCon. It's a tough league, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, every night's a tough night, even, you know, from top to bottom. You know, you got Mike Jones now over there, UNCG now. You got Desmond Oliver, ETSU, and Lamont Paris has been doing a good job. Greg Geary right down the road from me is doing a good job at Mercer. You know, Bucky's over there at Sanford. I mean, like, the league is tough, man. Like, you know, it's no easy outs in the SoCon, no night. You know, and my man Jay McCauley, fellow Hawk fan up there at Wofford. So, man, it's tough, man. So tell us about going to join this league with it. Tough coaching. Great players, man. Every night the SoCon's going to bring it, no matter what.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it, right? I'm a competitor at heart. To know that my first opportunity to coach is coming in SoCon, it's exciting, you know, and I like that challenge. I know a lot of the coaches that are here, and obviously the new guys, they're like me. They're in it. They're trying to figure out their roster and get their program going in the right direction. And it'll be a fight night in, night out. I'm just looking forward to the challenge, to competing and to compete in front of fans. I think that's going to be fun as well, to get back to some sort of sense of normalcy. And I'm just excited about the season.
How cool has it been to meeting your new guys, recruiting the guys on your roster now? Because that's when you have a coaching change, you got to recruit the guys on the roster now, you know, to keep them to stick around, not go in that portal, easy to go in that portal. But how's it been getting to know these new young men and getting selling them on your vision for this program going forward?
Yeah, I think it's a two-way street. You need kids that want to be here, you know, and I think that's a big part of it. If you don't want to be here, then it's hard to coach. It's hard to win. It's hard to build the culture because you always have a foot out the door. So I think that was a part of it. And the first thing, we'll have the guys that we're supposed to have that are here. And then it's getting my staff in order, which I've hired. Well, we're in the process of hiring them. They'll be done. It'll be done and announced this week, which I'm super excited about. Having people with experience, you know, me not being in coaching as long as some of the others, but having head coach experience on my sideline is going to be huge for me, which I have. I feel really, really good in the guys that I've brought along. And they see the vision. They want to help me. And they want to help the university. So as far as the portal goes, I told the guys this. If you want to be in the portal, that's okay. Guess what? I'll wave to you because I'm going to be in the portal too. You know, like, it's just how it is.
Yes.
You know, it's the nature of the game now. I think a huge part of it is once you get players, is player retention, and making sure you're always recruiting your guys. But I got to get my guys first, right? And the guys that have said they want to be here, they've been great in the last week. I accepted them with open arms. They accepted me, and just now it's just building a relationship. I think that's really important, to build a relationship and know that they could trust me.
And coach, you have a great base to recruit from. You know, you can get Tennessee, Georgia, Atlanta, down South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky. You can, you know, 4 or 5 hour radius drive, you can get to some players. So tell us about that part of the piece, the location of Western Carolina, about being able to find the players to come to the mountains, just working on a game ball. Because in the mountains, you can't go out and go clubbing like you would in Atlanta. If you're down here where I'm at, you can, all you got is school and ball. It's folks on your craft up there.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing about it is the opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in a long time, right? We're talking about once since 1996 that they've done something special, right, and made it to the tournament. And just think about the history and how they'll look at you when that happens, you know, and it's getting guys that want to believe in that and that want to be a part of that, you know. And recruiting is a lot of who you know. I've been in basketball for a long time. I know a ton of people, and we're in a great spot. Like you said, you can get to Virginia, you can get to Tennessee, you can get down to West Virginia, you can get to Atlanta, you can get to all North Carolina for sure. We'll have to win, guys, in North Carolina, South Carolina. Like, it's just important to be in a spot where you can play, and then guess what? They can play in front of their families. I think that's important as well. Because guys want to be, you know, be seen, in their families have helped them along the way. So having that point to sell as well. But there's nothing like, I went to a small school. I mean, Wake was ACC, don't get me wrong, but it was a small and 5,000 students. You knew everybody. You know what I mean? It was nothing like going on campus and everybody talking about the game from last night. You know, and that feel is here. It's bigger. It's more students in Western Carolina, but it's still that small college town. Well, they'll know who you are. You know, that can be good and that can be bad. You know, it just depends on the result, right? If we're being honest, but they'll know who you are. And I think that's something that I really, really like about it. And I need those players to have that chip on their shoulder, the little man that's like, dude, we're going to show them, you know, and we'll fight and we'll play hard. We'll be tough. We'll compete. And we'll get them. We'll get those guys for sure. I'm excited about it, but you're right. We're right in the breadbasket, right where we need to be as far as recruiting. Tons of talent out there in all those states, and we'll looking to grabbing some of the good ones.
Two-part question for you to close it out. What is your favorite place to eat in Atlanta? And what's your favorite Atlanta moment in your life you ever had here?
My goodness. My favorite place to eat in Atlanta. If I'm being honest, I haven't eaten in Atlanta since college.
Wow.
Like, no, you know what? Recruiting, we went down there because you got to remember, I've been recruiting for 2 years. Yeah. 1 year, you couldn't go anywhere because it was all shut down. The second year when I went down there, I didn't eat. I was in the gym trying to get
some Lake Point or the Augusta, right?
Yeah, like I wasn't doing nothing but watching dudes all day. I was eating M&Ms out my pocket. You know, I was trying to find a player. But greatest memory, I don't know. I mean, I know Mitch Shaw, who's part owner of the Hawks, is a big weight guy. Just spending time with him. I mean, we went to a Hawks game a couple of times, sat on the court. Like, good people. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like, they're friendly. It's truly Southern hospitality. That's what I really love about getting back home in the sense of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. Like, it's nothing like it. I'm telling you, I was in Russia for 5 years. The hospitality is different.
You know, yeah. They ain't
smiling at you, asking you how your day went, you know. And I can tell you that much. So I'm just excited to be at Western, to be in the South, and looking forward to making some memories here.
Well, when you come to recruit, I got you, man. I got some places for you, brother.
I know you're gonna take care of me. Let's do it now.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
I'm on a different diet than I was when I was a player. I'm on whatever's on the menu diet.
Let's make it happen. You want tofu, you want seafood, you want some Mexican, you want some Italian, you want some. Hey, I know every spot here to eat, brother. I know. Being a radio game, they come to me like for sponsorships. Okay, smart. Okay, as long as I get some free food, some free vouchers, we work something out.
Let's do it now.
I'll leverage it real good. Hey, wait, I got your promotion. Give me something. Come on in. I got you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
Coach Greg, thank you for your time, brother. Anytime you need to come on the show, man, and promote your program, I'm all to help you, brother. Like I said, man, any of you coaches, man, want to come on the show, especially the brothers who want to come on the show, man, promote your programs, I'm all for it. I want to get young men here in Georgia and beyond to come leave Atlanta, leave Georgia, and grow as a man elsewhere and come back a better man. That's my whole thing for guys here in Georgia. I know that Rob and Josh and Amir don't like us and Greg, I say that, but I'm like, hey, I want them, I'm arguing them here to grow and come back better men to the state of Georgia.
I appreciate that, man. I got your number, so I'm definitely going to be hitting you up for some scout reports, asking about some guys, and definitely, we got to grab something to eat.
No doubt. I'm all for it, Coach. Anytime, brother. I'm going for you, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime, buddy. Be good now.
I say bless.